What's up, Say What family? Welcome back to the Say What podcast. I missed you so much. I really did. I missed you guys. I missed talking to you every week. The break was very much needed. Oh my gosh. I am going to talk about why I did that and a bunch of stuff with that today. But I will say I did miss you. I did miss getting to chat with you. Man, my words are falling all over the place. Not going to lie. Since I had COVID, my brain is all over the place. So let's hope I can stay like on track today that all the words that I want to say will come out of my mouth, because there have been some times, not going to lie, where I'm about to say something and I'm like, what is that word? What am I trying to say? I don't really know. And I'm like, what did COVID do to my brain? Oh my gosh. Literally, oh my gosh. But anyways, I'm so happy that you're back at the podcast. I seriously miss you guys so much. I want to talk today about just some life updates, what I've been doing, why I took the break, go a little bit more in depth with that, and just chat with you because it has been a minute, and talk about the future of Say What, the podcast, all that stuff, because I'm excited. And I know it's like 3 weeks. Maybe you're thinking like, Hannah, that's not so long. Like, why is this a big deal? It is a big deal. When I started this podcast, I was like, okay, when I start something, like, I'm just going to do it and I'm not going to ever stop. And so the idea of like taking breaks and stopping and not putting a podcast out every week was just not how I viewed doing things. I also know that podcasting is super important to be consistent, or consistent podcasting is really important. So if you're starting a podcast, being consistent is like key. And so I just knew like, once I started, wasn't going to stop. And so I just never really took breaks. I honestly like recorded every week, didn't miss anything for a really long time. And I didn't really allow myself to take any breaks. And that obviously built up for a really long time. And I just really just couldn't imagine taking breaks. I was like, my world is going to end. Nobody's going to listen to me anymore if I take 1 week off. And that's just not reality. It's not true. And so taking 3 weeks felt like a really, really, really big deal. And so I was just like, I'm just putting my trust in you guys that you're going to be here when I come back and you're not going to go anywhere. And so, I mean, I was still active on Instagram, but I just was like, I need a break away from this microphone because the episodes I'm putting out are not my best. The episodes that I'm doing, I just feel like I'm doing it to do it. I'm not doing it because I'm in love with it anymore. And so I was like, I know I'm burnt out and I need a break. And so I decided just to do it, and it was crazy. Honestly, November was the busiest month of my entire life. Like, it was Thomas's birthday. We moved. My mother-in-law was in town. We went to New York, and then it was my birthday. And then we like come back and we're trying to unpack our house and like get our house in order because we just moved. And then we had to go. Well, we didn't have to, but, you know, we went home for Christmas and, you know, then had Christmas Eve services. And also the job that I work, my main job, I work for a bridal show, and we have 2 shows in January, and we were supposed to have 3, and then 1 got canceled because of COVID. And so it was just like, how am I supposed to like function? Because the busiest part of my work is happening in November, December, January. And then I also switched jobs in the middle of that. Like, I stopped working. I quit 1 job, then picked up another as a social media manager. And so it was just like all this change was happening at one time. And I mean, a lot happened before we moved, like in my personal life that I haven't really talked about a lot, just because it's really personal and it's just some like dynamic changes in my life that I just don't really feel like I can put out there because I still have a lot of anxiety around it. Even just briefly mentioning some crap that I went through brought up some anxiety. So it was just a lot, and there's been a lot of changes, and it felt really lonely for a while because some of my support system changed. And so it felt really lonely, and I was exhausted, and I was just really uninspired. And that is not the kind of content that I want to put out. That is not the kind of person I am. Like, I want to give you guys the best, and you deserve the best. And the stuff that we talk about is really hard, and I feel like it is stuff that I need to like be honest. And I was just kind of in a place where I was like, I don't know that I can be honest with people because of the stuff that I went through a couple months, like, you know, I've talked about briefly, like I just mentioned. I'm not trying to be weird. I promise. I hate when podcasters do that. I just am not ready to talk about it, and when I'm ready, I will. But I, you know, kind of like, that kind of rocked my world a little bit. And so I felt like I was like scared to come onto the internet to talk about things. And so it was just a mess, honestly. I was a mess and I was exhausted, like so exhausted all the time. And so I was like, maybe I should be strategic and like figure out a plan and do all this stuff. And I just wasn't operating out of strategy anymore. I was doing everything last minute. And that's just not the kind of person I am. That's not the kind of person I want to be. I like to be ahead of the game. I like to be strategic. I like to be honest and vulnerable. And I just wasn't doing any of that. And I really wasn't. And so I was like, you know what? It's time for a break. It's just time for a break. Maybe I'll come back with a million ideas. Maybe I won't. But I just can't sit in front of this microphone anymore. And so, and it's also hard. Like, it's hard having just being the one person doing the podcast. I was listening to, I love the What We Said podcast, you know that. And one of the girls in the What We Said podcast is JC Marie Smith. And she was on this other podcast called The Bad Broad Podcast, which I haven't started listening to. I listened to the one episode JC was on, but now I'm like, I was obsessed with that episode. So I need to start listening more. But the host of that is just a one person podcast. And JC was like, I just don't know how you do it. I cannot believe that you just like have this podcast. It's just you and you're like on your own and you record every week and like you just do it. And I was just like kind of taken aback by that because I was like, oh, I guess I don't really give myself enough credit for like talking to you by myself for 30 minutes every week. Like I should give myself a little bit more credit than I'm giving. I will say it's easier to have like guests on and have another person because you just like bounce off of each other and you know, the planning is easier, but it's just me here. It's just me on the Say What podcast, just doing it by myself, which I do love. Like I don't know how I would have a co-host with the kind of stuff that I talk about. And maybe I could and figure that out one day, but that's another conversation, but it's just, it's hard. It's hard to do this every week by myself. So I was like, I'm taking a break. I'm doing it. I'm just gonna do it. It's gonna be okay. I hope they're gonna be there when I come back. And you guys are. And I probably should start this podcast. I cannot. I'm literally about to cry. What the heck? My eyes are watering up right now. You didn't leave. And I'm crying right now. I cannot believe I'm crying. What? This came out of nowhere. I must have really missed podcast recording. Okay, pull it together, Hannah. So I had posted on my Instagram like a week, maybe not even a week ago. I don't remember what it was now. A week ago. And about like, hey, Spotify, you can leave reviews now for the podcast. And so I was super excited about that. And then like the next day I checked it. I was like, oh, I wonder if anybody did it. And I had 11 reviews and it was a 4.6 rating. And I was like, what? I was like, what the heck? And not that I feel like I do actually believe that it should be 5 stars, and I definitely have a lot to improve on with the podcast and stuff, but I just was like, only 11 people have rated me, and it's a 4.6. And I just posted about this yesterday, so it's got to be from some people in my Instagram community. I guess they just hate the podcast and are putting it at a 1 star. I don't really know. And it just, like, really affected me, and I was like, what the heck? Like, why am I letting this get to me? I know who I am. I'm grounded in that. I just watched the D'Amelio show because I was sick and I was like, man, those girls are really going through it. And I don't know if they're faith-based at all, whatever, but I was like, I'm so grateful that I know who I am, that I have this like security in Jesus, because like if I didn't, I would go up and down like this every day. And I'm thankful it only happens every once in a while, but it really did. It hit me really hard. And I was like, crap, like what am I doing? And if you're not in the podcast world, you may think 4.6 isn't bad, but it's not great for the podcast world. Honestly, if people have a 3-star podcast, they probably aren't podcasting anymore. Like it's anything under like a 5.0, 4.8 is kind of like, ooh, what are you doing? So I'm like, why is that at a 4.6? My gosh. And I know that some people will put the 1 star because they just don't like it. And I guess that's okay. But more people will vote when they don't like it versus when they do like it. And so I posted, I was like, I just have to be honest with you guys. This stuff is really hard. And when I see this, it's like really frustrating because I put my heart and soul out there. I tell you guys everything about my life. I tell you about my sex life. Like I put my vulnerable life out there just for people to be like, I don't like it. 4.6. Don't like it. Sorry. -1 star. Hate you. Think you're the worst. And so it's just like, okay, got it, guys, I guess. And so I'm telling all this to say, I guess I started crying because I did what I said I wasn't going to do, which was check the reviews again, which I don't do it often. I really don't. I'm not someone who checks their Insta story views every day. I don't look at who's liking my stuff. I don't look at who's commenting. I comment back when people do, but I don't look at who views my story. I just like believe that the right people will come and I try to respond to literally every single DM I get because that's where the community is happening. But like, I am not someone who checks likes. I don't care about that. I don't care who likes my stuff. I know that I'm putting good stuff out there and it's the right things. But I just decided to check the reviews just a second ago before I recorded this. And like literally 9 of you went and like wrote out a review on Apple Podcasts since I had posted that. 9. That's a lot. And they were all like so sweet and so kind. And I wasn't asking for that, but I really appreciated you guys. And then my Spotify went back up to 4.8 and I just couldn't believe it. And so I say all this to say taking a break was really scary, but I am so thankful and grateful for you guys that you're just here and you're in this. And it just really means like seriously so much to me that you guys are doing this with me and that you're here. I can't believe it. And you guys are incredibly, incredibly kind to me. And so I just started crying. You guys are incredibly kind to me. And it just really means a lot to me. I really, really believe that we're friends. Like, honestly, honest to God, I consider you guys my friends. Like, I will refer to you in my life. Like, oh yeah, my friend on Instagram, she messaged me and it was so great. And I really will. I'll talk about it. I don't share your personal stuff. Don't worry about that. But like, you are a part of my life and I'm entirely grateful. And thank you for letting me have this break. I can't believe that I did it. And honestly, I'm coming back feeling so much better. I really needed it. And honestly, like looking back, I'm like, I probably should have met with my therapist before I like took this break because we don't really meet as often anymore because I went for like 2.5 years, maybe even longer than that, almost 3 years. I went to therapy like straight, like every week for that long because I had a lot of trauma to work through. But I really learned like how to cope. I learned like how to work through stuff. Like I really got to a good mental space of like how to handle things when things happen. And so my therapist and I agreed like, okay, we don't have to meet every week. Like I can come when I feel like I need it or need some guidance and she checks in and stuff. So, but I just don't go as frequently anymore. And I really probably should have gone because that probably would have helped with like avoiding burnout and like talking through stuff and so I just probably should have gone. But that also leads perfectly into telling you about our sponsor for the podcast today. So I just want to thank you so much, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this episode. And in 2022, I am setting a new mental health goal because I don't want to do what I did before. I want to invite more rest and fun into my life. Like if I had more rest and I had more fun, like just doing things, I think it's fun. I probably could have avoided this like intense burnout that I just went through. And so that is one of my goals for 2022. Is to like invite more rest and fun into my life. And one of the best ways to follow through on that mental health, unhealthy mental health habits is by working with a licensed therapist. And with BetterHelp, you can access their network of over 20,000 licensed therapists. Like that's a lot. They literally have over 20,000 licensed therapists, which means they probably have a therapist that fits perfectly for you. And with BetterHelp, it is not a crisis line. It is not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online. And BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. If you've ever searched for a counselor in your area, you know it can take weeks or even months just to get a phone call back. Because there's also a lot of therapists who aren't taking in new clients right now. And so that's like really hard and discouraging. But with BetterHelp, they have literally over 20,000 licensed therapists that they can match you with. And with BetterHelp, you can start communicating in as little as 48 hours. BetterHelp is available for clients worldwide. And you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. And you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. So you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room like traditional therapy. You can just set it up online, say we're going to meet on Tuesday at 4 p.m. and then boom, Tuesday at 4 p.m. you're on your computer, on your phone, having your therapy session. And BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed, which is super important because you want to make sure that you connect with your therapist. So I love that BetterHelp will do that. Like they'll say, okay, if you feel like this isn't working, they're like, no problem, we're going to find you a new therapist, which I think is super great. And it's also more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and they do have financial aid available, which is super important. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today, so visit betterhelp.com/saywhat. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join over 2 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. You deserve to prioritize your mental health this year. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/saywhat. That's betterhelp.com/saywhat. And thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Okay, so that's all the reasons why I took like time off the podcast. That was super long-winded, but hey, there you go. And so I want to give you some more updates. So after I took time off the podcast, I actually went home for Christmas, which was fun. We drove for 2 days because it literally takes 24 hours to get back to Georgia and South Carolina, which is we visited Thomas's family and my family. And it was super fun. The drive was honestly not that bad. We binged Murder with My Husband, which is my new favorite podcast. And we listened to like almost every single one of their podcasts. We listened to a lot of murder. So I'm very up to date on the true crime, which probably isn't great, but I don't know. We're just obsessed with them. Like, we love their podcast. And so I'm like, how is there a way that we could have Murder with My Husband and Say What collab? We talk about two very different things, but I feel like it would be a fun thing. So maybe that'll happen one day. Who knows? But anyways, we just binged that, and that was a fun drive. And being home was fun. I will be honest. I just, going back home, it's fun seeing my family, but I am not made to live in the South. I really needed to move out, and I'm so glad that I moved out here to Colorado because it's just a better place for me to live, if we're being honest. When I go home, I'm like super excited to see family and a couple of friends, but besides that, and besides the food, I eat like pure crap when I'm at home because I want all the chicken fingers, all of the cacao, all of the Mexican food. Like, I just need all of that. And we just, I don't know. I get anxiety when I come back home. I just didn't have a lot of great experiences there. And so I just get anxiety. So I'm like happy to be home, but I'm also like, okay, this is not where I need to be. So we came home, we took Theo, it was really fun, got to see my family. If I'm going to be honest, things with my grandma are not doing well. And so that was really hard. I've never really experiencing a grandparent like slowly pass away. Like her husband, he like died of like a heart attack. I think it was either heart attack or stroke. And then my other grandparents, they died when I was younger. And so I didn't really like have a lot of, you know, this is the first time something like this has happened where I'm like watching my grandma go from like being able to walk around and do whatever and her mental state is great to just like, I'm having to help feed her and I'm having to remind her like, hey, I'm Hannah, this is Thomas. And so that was really hard. But yeah, so seeing my grandma was just like, it was just really hard. That was really emotional. That was not ready. And I was like, had no expectations of seeing her, but it just was tough. So that was really, really hard. She's not in a good space. So that's like really tough. And my mom is really going through it, just trying to take care of her. She's an only child. So it was just difficult, but you know, it is what it is. I am grateful that I had the opportunity to see her. I'm also grateful that they let me in because COVID is crazy. So I'm really thankful that we were actually able to go in. So, and then we went to see Thomas's family and that was really good. His house, they usually have a lot of cats. They do have a lot of cats. And for whatever reason, I didn't get sick this time, which was huge because usually I am sneezing like an insane person, but we're only there for 3 days. So I think maybe I didn't get sick because of that. But anyways, that was really nice. So we like had our time away and then we had to come back home a different way because of weather was really intense. And so we came back a different way and I just was like, okay, I've had some time off. I mean, going home isn't really vacation because I'm not resting. I mean, I'm resting some, but it's still like just it's short and then we're going to a new place. And so it's kind of a lot like, you know, moving parts, but I was like, okay, maybe I'll have some ideas. So I started thinking about Say What, and Thomas and I were talking about it, and I got my notebook out, and I just was writing like I have never written before. I was like, what is happening? I've never had this many ideas ever about anything to do. And I was really, knew there were some next steps I wanted to take in this business and take it farther than just like posting on Instagram and posting a podcast every week. But I wasn't fully sure on like what idea, like, or which way I wanted to go with it. And then just, I started writing down. I was like, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. And I'd ask you guys to be praying about that. And you did. And I felt it. And I appreciate you because it just came so clear. Like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, no questions asked. I know what I'm supposed to do now. And I'm so glad that I have this clarity. Like, it was just, like, clicked. And so I'll be releasing that on February 1st, which I'll talk about that at the end of the episode. But I came back with literally so many ideas, like so many content ideas, so many ideas for the next thing I'm doing in my business. And I just felt so good. And I could literally cry because I have not had ideas like that since I first started. So I was just like, what is happening? How is this actually happening? I can't believe it. And it really came from just like taking that break and taking time apart. And so I've got so many different like podcast ideas, so many content ideas that I'm going to post. And now I just have to like find time to write them and make them. But I will. It'll happen. It'll come. But I just came back with so many ideas. And then I get all excited about my ideas. And now I have to go to Boise. I was supposed to go to Boise, Idaho for my bridal show because I work for the Boise Bridal Show. And so we were going to have our bridal show, and I started feeling bad on Wednesday night, and my throat started hurting, and I had a headache, and I was like, no, I'm supposed to go to, like, the bridal show the next day, and, like, what's going on? Is this maybe just in my head? Or, because I had, like, kind of, I had been, like, secondhand exposed to COVID, so I was like, maybe it's just in my head, I don't know. And then I wake up Thursday morning, and I thought I was gonna die. I was like, my throat is hurting so bad. And I don't know if you guys are trying to get tested for COVID right now, but it's basically impossible to find a COVID test, like super impossible. And so I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And we had a lot of snow, so a lot of places were closed until like later that afternoon because of the weather. And I was supposed to get on an airplane at like 2 o'clock that day. And so I was like, I don't know how this is going to happen. So Thomas and I had already decided that we're going to sleep in separate rooms just in case I am sick. Like, we don't want to spread it. And so I woke up that morning, I texted him, or I walked into the room and I was like, we got to go to the doctor. And my friend that I had just hung out with, she had actually tested positive for strep. And so I was like, well, maybe I can just go get a strep test somewhere. And if it's negative, maybe they'll give me a COVID test. So I like found this urgent care that was finally like, that hat was open and wasn't packed with people. And I called them. I'm like, I can be there in like 1 minute. Will you let me in? They're like, yes. And so I was like, I need a strep test. My friend just tested positive for strep, and I have like, my throat is hurting really bad. I don't have tonsils, but maybe I'll get strep. Like, you can still get strep with tonsils, but without tonsils, but it's just not as common. And I was like, maybe it's strep. And I knew in my head, I was like, it's COVID. It's definitely COVID. Maybe it'll be strep. Maybe it'll be strep. And because everything is so up in the air with testing, I was like, I would rather get like a clear positive COVID test or a positive strep test then both come back negative and it's just in my head and I don't go on my trip and I miss out. But I also was like, I can't get on an airplane if I'm sick. Like, that's not good for all the people, and going to this bridal show is not good for all the people if I'm sick. And so I was just up and down, and I had told them, I'm like, can I please get a COVID test? I know you guys said you don't have capacity for any more today, but can I please get a COVID test? I feel like I have it, and I'd rather know for work like that I do have it. And so they gave me one, and sure enough, came back positive. So I don't want to get into this because I'm not getting into it, but I will say, like, I'm vaccinated. I'm not boosted, but I'm vaccinated. And so I was like, okay, I've got COVID. The vaccine's supposed to help with the like symptoms not being as severe. So let's hope that like that really sinks in. So I like go and, I go home and I like go in my room, me and Thomas separate, like he gets his stuff out, he goes into his room, and I'm like, okay, it'll be fine. I can still work. Like, I called my boss and she was like, you have COVID. And I was like, I have COVID. We just cried about it together. I was like, can't believe it. And so then that was on Thursday. And then I'm not lying, guys. Like, I thought I was going to die. I was like, this is the worst I've ever gone through in my entire life. My throat hurt so bad. I was like, I got vaccinated, so it would help me out here. And I don't know what's going on. And maybe it did, because I didn't have a fever. I didn't have like super intense body chills and shakes. Like, I just had like an achy body, and my chest was kind of hurting. I had kind of a cough. My throat, y'all, I thought it was going to die. Like, I was like, I would chop my throat off right now if I could. Like, I could barely swallow without like dying, like agony pain. Like, it was really intense. And I was like, this is some crap. Like, this is, they say, what is it? Omicron, I think that's how you say it. Omicron, I don't know. Lives in your throat, and it definitely lives in your throat, because I was just, I was literally dying. Like every night I was like tossing and turning all night, could not get any relief. Like it was so bad, guys. And I had it for like 7 days. Like most people get over it after 2 to 3 days, but I had it literally for 7 days. And I was like, this is just crap. Now, thankfully I didn't lose my appetite. And for whatever reason, somehow eating did help my throat. I don't know if it's because I wasn't thinking about it and I was just eating. And so I did eat, but then it was a combination of like, I felt super gross cause I didn't have any energy. So I like was taking a bath like throughout the day because it helped like feel better, but I'm just like feeling gross and I'm eating whatever. And I know I'm gaining weight cause I'm not moving. And so I'm just like felt disgusting. And I felt disgusting. I was like, I smell, like everything about me feels gross. And it felt that way for like days. And so I was like, I am just never coming out of this. This is going to be the end. I'm out, I guess. This is just it for me. Like, and that sounds dramatic, but it really was. So with it being physically traumatizing, I also couldn't do anything because I couldn't really, I did work some, but I couldn't work as much because my brain like wasn't working. Like it just, I was like going slow and it just was really exhausting to work. And so like, I'm still pretty exhausted. I can't believe I'm at 26 minutes already recording this podcast. Like I'm still pretty exhausted, but I feel good, but the exhaustion has not gone away. But I just couldn't really work. So what did I do? I was just on my phone. I should have been like spending time with the Lord, but I was just on my phone. So I got super imposter syndrome. I was like, I can't do this. Why am I doing this? Nobody cares. No one cares that I'm doing this. Like all of that set in super hard. I was like, everyone hates me. Nothing good is happening in my life. Like this is the end. I just need to like accept that and just like let it be. This is the end. And so that was not fun. I got really emotionally like distraught about all of this. And that was really hard. And then I was like missing my husband because I didn't have any human interaction. Also, like we traveled. So like we hadn't had sex in like forever. It like went for a very long time. So in case you think that I have a sex podcast means that we have sex all the time, that is so not true. Like we go at our own pace and it's great, but it is not like 24/7 all the time. But I was missing it because we hadn't had sex for so long. And so I was like, I miss my husband. I feel like crap. Everything is going to like fall apart. Is my pelvic floor even going to be able to have sex again? Like, is that going to like go back? And I'm like behind on everything. Like everything is behind. I'm behind on work. I'm behind on the podcast. I'm just behind. And so I basically was in dread for a week. It was really rough. And I don't like to focus on the negatives all the time, but I do feel it is important that I share with you all the stuff and be super vulnerable. I can't say like, oh, I had a great time just hanging out. Like that is so not what happened. I thought the world was ending. So it was terrible, but there was a light at the end of the tunnel. I started to feel better. I'm feeling 100% better now. I will say I'm still super exhausted, but I have a clear mind, like clear heart. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know I'm called to do this. I know without a shadow of a doubt that this is what the Lord wants me to do. And I'm feeling super excited. I'm feeling super excited about this thing that I'm launching on February 1st. I have been like thinking about this, praying about this. I have so many of your names written down that I'm like praying that you join. I'm praying that like you will want to be a part of this thing that I'm launching. I'm like so pumped, so ready. I just know that this is a need and I know that I'm like going to be part of fulfilling that. And I'm so pumped. And like, this is something for you guys that I just think is going to bring so much enrichment and encouragement and love and support. And you're just going to, it's another step in not feeling alone. And so I'm just super pumped that you guys are going to get to be a part of this. And it's coming on February 1st. So just be on the lookout. February 1st, it's happening, and I will be Instagram DMing some of you guys soon, so ask like sending out a personal invite, and so if you also want a personal invite, I guess maybe DM me. I only have a couple personal invites, but I'm just really excited, and I am just so pumped. I feel like this is what I need to do. I feel like the Lord is calling me to do this. I feel like you guys are just going to benefit so much from it. And the biggest thing that I want everyone a part of this community to know is that you're not alone. And what I'm launching is the next step of that. So super excited. Thank you guys for being back, taking me back. And I'm just really happy to be back recording and back with Say What. And out of sickness, feeling better, feeling motivated, feeling excited. I'm also about to change up my whole house because I just feel like neutrals are just not the vibe for me anymore. I like to live in a neutral, my personal style is definitely neutral. Like, I love like blacks, whites, creams, tans. Like, that's how I want to wear my clothes. But my house, y'all, is about to be so funky, so pink, so exciting, so maximalist. Like, I can't wait. So you guys are going to come along with me on that journey and help me out because I am not an interior designer. It's not my gift. I'm terrible at it. So bad at it. So I just need you guys to decorate my house for me. And so you're going to do that. I also don't have any money to decorate my house. So we're going to figure out a way to do it, you know, really smart and frugal, because I don't have a lot of money, but we're going to figure it out anyway. It's going to be fine. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening today. Thanks for being my besties. I love you guys more than I could ever, ever, ever explain. So you are the best. Love you so much. We will talk soon.